broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I've been asked about this a couple times. I think this is rightly a matter for New York City.
It's incredibly dangerous, and it's dangerous to our troops.
Officers responded. They found a victim when they first entered the building.
An ice cream vendor.
That's very tough to swallow.
World-famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, through the looking glass to find it. Tonight we have Pastor David Casanova from David Casanova Ministries to talk about a statement, another one of these wild statements. A Colorado Senate candidate by the name of Ken Buck insists that rape and incest are no excuses for abortion. So we'll talk with David about that. And then later on, we hope to have on Stephen Bozell and possibly his brother, Eric Bozell. Mr. Bozell was cited for a misdemeanor, child endangerment, another hot summer, and kids being left in cars, and we'll have on a man who is actually cited for that later on in our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and the Ground Zero Mosque wins approval. The leading Republican candidate for the Senate in Colorado says rape and incest are no excuse for abortion. Stephen Bozell and David Casanova. Our number 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on Indianapolis, WXNT 1430 AM. And in Bend, Oregon, KWLZ 96.5 FM. What?
Bend. I bet they bend. Come on, man.
877-876-PHIL. Here is the story. I got Mr. Ken Buck. I don't have him tonight. We're going to have his David Casanova's waiting in the wings, and we'll have David on in just a moment. But the news story as I see it here, Ken Buck, here's a cat that is running for the state Senate in Colorado. He's a Tea Party-backed candidate, which I'm not, you know, I hate to do that. I didn't do that on purpose, folks. It's in the news story, so you need to know that it is not something that Phil Hendry said, ooh, look. It's in the news story. The Tea Party-backed contender, Ken Buck, who's facing off against Jane Norton in Colorado's GOP Senate primary, says he firmly opposes abortion rights and doesn't believe in the exception of rape or incest. He made his comments yesterday at a campaign event where he took questions from many of the constituents. So his name is Buck, Ken Buck. Let's listen to the Buck.
Funny, the buck stops there.
Yeah, that's great, man. Tea Party back, Ken Buck explains his stance on abortion.
I am pro-life, and I'll answer the next question. I don't believe in the exceptions of rape or incest. I believe that the only exception, I guess, is life of the mother, and that is only if it's truly life of the mother. I mean, to me, you can't say you're pro-life and say, if there is, and it's a very rare situation where one life would have to cease for the other life to exist. But in that very rare situation, tubal pregnancy, some other things, we may have to take the life of the child to save the life of the mother. And in that rare situation, I am in favor of that exception. But other than that, I have no exceptions in my position.
So that is Ken Buck. And as I mentioned, he's a Colorado State Senate candidate. And with us now is David Casanova from Casanova Ministries in Long Beach, California. And David, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Phil, I'm very, very happy to be on your program. And I wanted to just say something. You've got to let me say this. I remember listening to your program for the very first time.
Okay.
And I think it was in 1998 or 1999. And I got such a kick out of listening to you. I thought, this guy has got to be crazy. And I have been off and on, as we come in and out of Los Angeles, I have been off and on a big fan of yours for a long time. I think you put a lot of joy in a lot of people's lives. I'm very, very grateful that you have me on your program tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you're on the program, and thank you for letting me call you. Do people call you Reverend?
Oh, Phil, you know, David is fine. David's fine. They call me Reverend. They call me Pastor. They call me Preacher Dave. But I prefer David.
Okay. David, I wanted to ask you about this man's comment here, Ken Buck, the state Senate candidate.
Sure.
He is saying that there should be no exception made when it comes to abortion, that if a woman is raped, if a woman has incest, it doesn't matter. the child, she has to give birth to the child. And I know that you have done some counseling at your ministry there that some people have considered to be a little controversial, and other people seem to think it works just fine. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, sure, Phil. What we do is we do a training called Extended Language Therapy, or ELT, Emotional Language Therapy or Treatment. Using emotional language, what we try to do is take a young woman, and through the ministry that we are firm believers in the Word of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and the gospel being the Word of God, we take the very real trauma that a woman has experienced through rape and incest, and we don't dismiss it. Now, we cannot condone abortion. We just don't.
Okay.
As Christians, we cannot do that, and I do not do that. But I do recognize, Phil, very real outrage, obviously, that a woman's going to feel when she has been put through something like that. And my heart breaks for the many women that we have seen over the years, many of them in our own church, that have endured this.
Right.
And so we have to approach it very realistically. And through ELT, we're able to do that.
And this is the way that she gives birth to the child, even though this child is born as the result of this terrible rape or incest, this horrible trauma.
That is correct, yes.
And what assistance does she get from the church?
Well, let me tell you about that, because that's a great question, and it's very real. We begin before the baby's even born. And in the case of one young lady, I can give you an example of. I won't give you her name, her full name. We can call her Deborah if you want to. I counseled her well before her baby was born. This was a baby that was going to be born as the result of a terrible, terrible assault by an uncle in her own family.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, when this baby is born, you be very clear to this child, when you speak to this child for the first time, how you feel about its father, about the child's father. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, you can refer to the father as garbage. You can say it was garbage. If the child says,
wow.
If the child says, that's right, Phil. Because what we're dealing with now is the anger. While we have a baby being born, and we praise God that we've saved another child. We praise God that we've saved another baby from this Holocaust that has gone on far too long. We also recognize there's some anger to deal with here on the part of this young woman. So we say to her, you tell that child, and when the child says, who was my father? You say, it was garbage. It was a sack of garbage. It was walking garbage. That was your father. And as the result of the anger that I feel from what it did to me. And you're talking to the child now, Phil.
Okay.
And this is what we counsel Deborah. And I'd like to use her as an example because she's very, so vivid in my mind and everything she went through. And she's doing so well, too. You say to the child, and as a result of the anger I feel toward it, I want to beat your brains in with a frying pan. I want to stick a pin in your arm.
You're talking to the child that way?
That is exactly right, Phil. And let me say something.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me say something here.
I just want to be clear. You're telling the child, as a result of my anger at what happened to me.
That is right.
I want to beat your brains in, and I want to do these violent things.
That is correct. Now, let me just say something. The child is going to be taken aback, but you immediately follow that up by saying, someday you're going to understand. You know, Phil, when I was a young man, my parents would say to me, someday you're going to understand. And do you want to know something? They never lied to me, and they didn't then. A lot of kids today want all the answers. They want to know why. They want to know now. They don't want to wait till tomorrow. They want to have the experience. They want to know the ins and outs and all of this. And you know as well as I do, Phil, that young people have got to live.
Of course.
When a woman who has, praise Jesus, has had a baby, has gone ahead and had a baby, even though it's the result of rape or incest, and she's angry about that. She might even be angry with her pastor. She might be angry with her church for having talked her into it. I asked Deborah one time, I said, are you angry with me? She said, yes, I am. She said a lot of the things that I say to the child. She couldn't call it her son yet.
She couldn't call it her son?
No, she couldn't. She said a lot of things I say to the child, I hope, happen to you. I'd like to see you. She said to me one time, we had a good laugh. She said, I'd like to see you run over by a trolley car. I said, why? She said, I've seen it in that Malcolm X movie where they put the man's head on a trolley car track. I'd like to see that happen to you. And I just laughed, and she laughed. But
how could you laugh at something like that? That's a viciously violent fantasy.
Because it's coming from a woman that's healing. It's coming from a woman that's healing. Now, she's healing. Now, the child, if the child says, why would you say to me that you want to beat my brains in with a heavy metal object? And you say to him, someday you're going to understand.
But you're not physically violent to the child?
No, you were not.
And this was counseling that you gave to a woman who had been raped by an uncle.
That is correct. That's right, Phil. And you know what? I still know her. I still know her son.
How many years ago?
15 years ago.
Are you counseling other women the same way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our ministry is devoted, Phil, to saving the lives of the unborn, and at the same time, not ignoring the very real problem that woman is going to have. You just say to her, you've got to express that. ELT, 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 extended language, extended language of trauma. And you say to that child, now, the way I feel about your father is the way I feel about you. I'd like to kick you to death. That's one that I gave to Deborah because she was very frustrated one night. She said, I was so angry. And I looked at that kid and I realized he's a result of this rape. I said, tell him you want to kick him to death. Kick him to death with heavy metal shoes, heavy metal boots, you know.
Now, are you counseling love? You know,
of course we are, Phil. You know, there is no other kind of counseling. You always counsel love. You always come from love. You always come from
love. How can you come from love and say to a little child, I want to kick you to death?
Because that child is alive, Phil. Understand that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that child is alive. That child was earmarked for the abortion bill. And we saved it.
Saved it for a life where, you know.
Well, no, not a life. Not a life. This is part of the emotional trauma language, ETL. So, as the child gets older and understands better, the child, I can tell you what happened to this child that I was counseling. This child got to understand things better when his mother would say to him, I'd like to run a car over top of you. He would say, I understand. This is not me. I mean, I know you hate me, but I could be dead. And I said that to him, too. She may hate you, but you could have been inside a suction tube, literally, Phil, inside a vacuum cleaner bag. So you never know, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, talking to David Casanova, David Casanova Ministries, on this notion that it was proposed here, and it's not new, by this guy running for state senate in Colorado, that a woman has no abortion rights at all, not even in the instance of rape or incest. Not even then. You must have the child. And David Casanova there, he believes that too. He counsels that at his ministry in Long Beach and is talking to us about one young woman that he did counsel. Later on, we have Stephen Bozeller, number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. And with me is David Casanova from the David Casanova Ministries in Long Beach, California. And Dave and I have been talking about this philosophy that that was expressed by this GOP Senate candidate, Ken Buck, and it's been expressed by others. And we want to get your take on it, too, folks, at 877-876-PHIL. And it's, I know how I feel. I don't agree with you, Reverend, but I don't want to argue with you about it. I mean, but primarily it's this idea that a woman must have this baby even if she was raped or had incest. In other words, there's absolutely no abortion right whatsoever that a woman has.
Well, you know, Phil, I have to agree with that, no. And I know you feel differently. And I can only pray for a time when we all understand and we find a way that all of us can agree with that women can give birth to these children and we can give them a life. But as it is right now, we have to deal with it realistically. I know there's going to be a lot of anger.
Well, let's talk about this woman, Deborah, that you counseled for 15 years from the time she was attacked to the time that she got pregnant, all the way through her pregnancy, through her early years. Tell me a typical phone call or a typical counseling session.
Well, I mean, a lot of times she would bring in her son, and she would say that she cursed the day that she ever met me, that she cursed the day she ever saw this boy, that if she had a bucket of acid, she killed both. I'm telling you the truth now, Phil. If she had a bucket of acid, she'd kill both of us, throw us into an open ditch, and pour acid and lime over top of both of us.
When you say both of you, you and the boy?
Me and the boy. And I would say to her, you know, Deborah, that's pretty powerful language. I think anybody would agree.
Absolutely. It's scary.
Yes, it is. But I'd say to her, you know, that's good. I think that anger is good. I think that anger is really good. And she would say all kinds of hateful things to me. All kinds of hateful things. She'd call me, if I can say the word, I don't know if I can say the word or not.
Well, go ahead.
She'd call me faggot. She'd call me words like that. And I would say to her, you're really angry at your uncle and the man that did this to you. She said, yes, I am. I said, well, say that. And I said, you can't be angry at the uncle. He's not here, so you have to say it to the boy. So I would redirect her anger off of me and the boy and have her direct it exclusively at the boy.
But this is where I have a hard time. She's expressing this anger that she's given birth to this child and that she was raped, and it's terrible, and she's only expressing it toward the child, and I just feel like an innocent child.
Well, here is both the good news and the bad news.
I just feel an innocent child is going to take this and it'd be traumatized by it.
Well, first of all, again, Phil, you know, God bless you for even thinking about the child. You know, people don't even think about the children. But I will say, I'll go back to what I said, which was my parents used to say to me, you know, someday you'll understand. And they were right, but I'll go you one better here. Many of these children, Phil, that are the products of this incest that we're talking about, are mentally, these are young children that are mentally disabled.
Right. A lot of them are?
That's correct. And so when you look at a child who is standing there and he's wearing a T-shirt that says, I don't know, you know, he could be 20 years of age and he's wearing a T-shirt that says Ren and Stimpy on it or something like that. And you say to him, how I wish that I had a baseball bat right now and I could just put you out of my life. That child is not, he's not understanding that.
Well, you're talking about an emotionally disturbed child or a mentally disabled child.
That's correct.
But in this instance, you're saying a 20-year-old man.
Well, but again, if you've had a baby as a result of incest and that and he's grown to be 20 years of age and he's mentally impaired, he'll be standing there in his socks, in his underwear, and a Ren and Stimpy T-shirt, and you can say to that child, I want you to be murdered. Anything hateful, the child won't even know what you're talking about because of the emotional disability.
Wow.
That's right. And I'll tell you something, Phil. We have got to find a way to help women through their rage. And if it means they're saying something like that to a kid that doesn't know, when you say something like that to him, he thinks you're telling him he's going to an amusement park, you know.
I understand. All right, we'll be back here with more of your phone calls and more of Reverend David Casanova on counseling women who've had been raped or had incest on keeping their babies. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. We're talking with Reverend David Caruso, who is with the, David Casanova Ministries in Long Beach, California. We're discussing, it's a tough topic, I know, David, the idea that women who've had who've been raped or have had incest must, you know, give birth to their child because it's written in the Bible. I mean, don't you feel sometimes that that's the unreasonable pressure that you're putting women under?
Well, we believe it's still to be the Word of God. I'm very sensitive to the trials and the challenges, I think, of any mother. But you know what? I didn't make this world. You didn't make this world. God made this world. And God told us what we had to do. God told us what we could not do if we wanted to see everlasting glory and love. And so if a woman, even if she's put through that kind of a horrible situation, and I'm a million percent sympathetic to that, she must give birth to that child. And we help her do that, and we help her long after that child is born.
By telling her, In order to deal with the anger she has from what happened to her, to take it out on the kid, you know?
Well, that's the most logical place to do it, because the child is a part of the individual that visited this horror on her. And it's also true that the women I've counseled resent having that child. So say it. Say it. Just say it. Say to that child, I want to push you out of a moving car. Say to that child, I want to shove you out of a window four floors up. Say what you're thinking. Say what you're thinking.
And when the child starts to cry and say, my God, you don't love me.
And then you say, honey, let me tell you something. Someday you'll understand why I said what I said. Someday you'll understand why I said I want to take a knife and I want to do what Charles Manson. That's right. That's right. What Charles Manson did to you. Because that's the real anger, you know.
And the only other thing you've got to tell me, though, is that a lot of times these kids are mentally disabled because they were the product of incest, so they won't understand. But what about the kids that do understand?
The ones that do understand are going to understand better. My experience has always been the kids understand. They say, I know Mom is angry. I know Mom means that. I know it because my father, it was garbage. But now that I know that it was garbage and my mother has a right to be angry, when I get out of here at the age of 18, I'm going to be the luckiest man on earth because I survived my childhood with it, or with her.
Where is Deborah now?
Deborah's in drug counseling because she had a very bad time. But you know what? Her son David is 16 years old. He's alive. He's going to make it to adulthood. We saved a baby.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with David Casanova from Casanova Ministries in Long Beach. Here is Norma in Houston, Texas. Norma, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
From listening to this show, I wish I were the counselor instead of David. I don't think David has ever been raped. I've had two babies,
well,
1 year apart, both from rape.
I wouldn't necessarily say, I wouldn't be so sure about what you just said.
Well,
about being raped?
Well, I don't want to comment.
Well, anyway, I'm the exception. I'm not the rule. I've been raped.
Did you have a baby?
in September.
As a result of that?
Yes, twice. In September of 1966, I was raped.
Now, have you used ELT? Have you used ETL, I should say, extended trauma language? Have you used that?
No.
Well,
in 19,
this is what we're saying.
In 1967, I had a baby. 3 months later, I was raped again. And 9 months later,
right.
I had a baby.
Well, we can't go through that now. But what we need to do is to get you in touch with that anger, because I can tell you're still angry.
You know what?
And what you need to do is you should have said to those kids that you had, I'd like to throw both of you out of a train, a moving train.
That's totally bullcrap. I would never say that to my babies.
That's how you felt about them, though, and you needed to express that.
I never felt that way about my babies. I loved my babies before they were born. I loved them when they were in the womb. It did not matter to me. It was foreign to me.
You're being honest with me?
Yes, I am. It bothered me that it happened that way, but let me tell you, I never took it out on those boys.
You wouldn't be taking it out on the boys. You would not be doing that. What you would be doing... What's your name again?
Norma.
Norma. This is David. Norma, when you had those boys, you would not be feeling the strain that you're feeling right now, you see, because I can tell. Are you with God? Are you with God?
I hate the men. Yes, I'm with God. I hate the men.
Okay.
I don't hate the babies. That is
so... hate men.
I would never talk
you hate
to
men.
The way you're talking.
You hate... You hate men, and that's not healthy.
No, she didn't say she hates men. She hates the man.
She hates the man? Of course she does. Did you ever tell your boys when they asked who is daddy, did you ever say daddy is a walking sack of garbage? Did you ever say that?
No, I did not. I did not say that
that's
to my baby.
There it is.
Would
that's
not
the mistake you
that.
Made. I knew there was a mistake. That's the mistake you made.
You're wrong.
You are
so absolutely wrong.
Well, tell me why you feel I'm wrong. Tell me why you feel I'm wrong.
Those babies don't need to hear that. They have enough to go through when
I'm coming from love. Coming from love.
You're not coming from love.
I am absolutely coming from love. Why do you think I'm not coming from love?
Because I listened to you on the radio and I did not hear any love. It was love. It was love when I took it from my children. And I tried to hide it from them, and I tried to keep them from ever knowing the truth about what happened. And
but you see, what happens is we lose our ability to converse in an emotionally developed way. If you could have said to those kids, seriously, kids, the way I feel about you sometimes, not always, sometimes.
No, I never said
is
that.
I'd like to drown you in a tub. I'd like to drown you in a tub of water, like that lady.
Feel that way about those men.
Let me ask you, Norma. This is Phil. No, this is Phil, Norma. Did you ever feel like you wanted to drown your kids in a tub of water?
No. She's going to lie.
No.
She just said no. She said no.
All right.
There were times when I...
Would you feel better had you said that? Would you feel better had you said that?
No, I absolutely would not have felt better. I wanted
That's
to
the part that I don't have. I got a problem with that. I don't quite believe that, Phil. I'm not saying Norma's lying. I'm not saying she's lying. Please understand.
Psychotic. You're psychotic because you think you know so much about psychiatry. But let me tell
you.
I know about
the Word of God.
Because this
I know about the Word of God.
You. This hasn't happened to you. This happens to women.
It happened to me in jail.
You know what?
It's different.
My brother.
It's different.
It happened to my brother, too. Look.
All right.
Well, so you're asking me to go back way before I had these two children. But when I was a child, I was molested by a cousin, a first cousin, and he did it to my brother, too, which is something we did not know for years and years and years later until my brother finally told me. But let me tell you, it is different. It is
now,
so...
Now, that cousin, wouldn't you have liked to have said to it, that's what I'm talking about.
I could drown him.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but that's not one of the kids.
Oh, that's not one of the kids.
No, it's not. That was someone that attacked her and her brother.
Well, how old was he? He was a child too, right?
I was six.
How old was the cousin?
Cousin was about 10.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
And
he was a child too.
He had boys with him who were older than him. But the point is, that didn't have anything to do with what happened
if
to me later on.
If you had been able to say
children.
Later on to your own children, how I'd love to drown you in a tub, you'd be able to work out the anger that you had.
No, no, she's not. You're talking about the children that she has. She's talking about something else.
I think, Phil, it would have loosened up a lot of what she's dealing with right now. I really do. I really do. Because, you see, if you're able to come to the table with that kind of honesty and say to your child, you know something, you are the product of incest and rape. I love you. I love you. But, what I wouldn't give to throw you out of a truck.
Never say that, and I would never feel that. I love those.
What is the child supposed to take from that if you say, I love you, but I'd like to throw you out of a moving truck?
The child believes that you are expressing some kind of a nuanced love, but you are feeling what you're feeling. It's good for you. It's good for the child.
To hear that he wants to be, that you want to throw him out of a truck.
Like I said, Phil, and I'm sure that Norma was raised the same way. Someday you'll understand. That's what we say to kids.
One of my sons came home this last summer because he was so angry with me because he felt that I had never told him the truth. And I went through the most hell with my son for 6 months. He came home and he lived with me for 6 months. Listen to me. He came home and he lived for 6 months with me, and he wanted to get to know his mother, whom he thought he hated. But when he got
Hold on. Would you, Pastor, please be quiet. I can't hear the lady.
I was right.
I don't hear that you were right.
He went, and he asked the man. I told him the guy's name, and he went, and he was a Houston police cop. He was a cop here in Houston. And he asked him.
You shouldn't have done that, because our police officers don't need that before they go out on patrol.
He said...
Now, that night, that police officer might have gone out and beaten some black man because of what your son did.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Norma, thank you very much for your call. I got to take a break. And I do appreciate the candor and the honesty, and it was an amazing story, and I'm glad you've survived. And you sound like you have tremendous kids, too. How old are your kids now?
My children are 42 and 43 years old.
Wow. Oh, well, congratulations, because sounds like you've weathered the storm there.
Well, Phil, I want to say that you can't dismiss what I was saying. See, you're giving her a lot of love, and that's good. But you can't dismiss what I was saying. She would have been way better off had she said to the boy, you know, your father was garbage, and so are you. Now, she took the boy's... You going to a commercial?
Yes, we're going to a commercial. Anyway, Norma, thank you very, very much. It was great talking with you. And you're quite an amazing woman. 877-876-PHIL. I'm not sure I understand.
What I'm saying, you're giving too much praise, Phil, to someone who hasn't yet proved. I know that she's 42. Or the kids are 40, so she must be in her 80s or something. And I think you didn't give enough chance to what I was saying before you started kissing her rear end.
You know what, Reverend, hold on, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Reverend David Casanova from Casanova Ministries on women who are raped or have incest and must have the children anyway. What do you say to them? How do you counsel them? World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I can't believe I got tongue-tied.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And on the show tonight with me is I keep saying pastor because we have a Pastor William Rennick, is Reverend.
I've heard Pastor William Rennick. I want to tell you a story, Phil, just real quick, okay?
I just want to let everybody know we're up with Reverend David Casanova from Casanova Ministries, David Casanova Ministries in Long Beach. Go ahead.
I heard your... friend, Pastor William Rennick, and I got such a kick out of this guy talking about going to Jerusalem and meeting the Queen of England, and I had such a kick listening to this guy. I went, when I got to Los Angeles, I was looking for him everywhere, in Bellflower, I wanted to meet him. I wanted to find out what kind of a church he built. He was some kind of a character, and I got to tell you, I had such a good time listening to that.
Well, you know, he's a pastor, but you're a reverend. I don't know if there's a difference.
I think probably the only difference between the two of us is I think he's probably a lot smarter than me. Just the way he sounds, Phil. You know, I have such a kick listening to that.
Well, I appreciate that, Reverend David. We're talking to David Casanova about women who've been raped, who have engaged in. Well, it is rape. I mean, if it's incest against their will, it's rape.
Absolutely, Phil. That is absolutely the truth. The only difference between two is that when it is rape between, like, you, if it's a relative, then there's a good chance the child comes out mentally disabled, and then it doesn't matter what you say to it. But the best way, and you heard the lady, and I don't want to refer back. She sounded like, I agree with you. She sounded like a tremendous lady, Norma. Tremendous lady. I think if she had been honest enough to say to her boys, I love you, but I hope you get drafted and you go to war and die. That's a hateful thing to say.
Oh, my God. You're really trying to get women to think in a whole different direction.
Well, but they're angry anyway. Direct the anger at the most tangible manifestation of what you went through. And that way, you won't resent having these babies that came about as a result of rape, and you won't blame your pastor, you won't blame Reverend Dave, and you won't say, oh, look at the Christian church, they made me have this baby. I don't want that to happen. I want you to have a good life. So the best thing to do is for you to look at that child and say, how I wish Andrea Yates had got a hold of you, something like that. And here's the thing, Phil.
Andrea Yates, that's what you said to that lady about drowning her kids.
Here's the thing. Had that woman said that, she would not be the angry lady that I heard on the radio here just a few minutes ago. She's very angry. And if she taught her children how to say who their father was and what a sack of walking garbage it was, imagine how much better off those kids would be today. But she didn't do that. She didn't do that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. What do you think? Is it better to counsel a woman to have the child even though she's been raped or it's been incest? So long as she is able to express this kind of anger directly at the kids, even to the extent of, I wish Andrea Yates had gotten a hold of you. Let's go to a phone call here. Annie in Houston. Annie, you're on the Phil Hendry, or Ann, rather, excuse me, on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, Ann or Annie, either way.
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
Phil.
Ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good,
like
thank
awesome
you.
Man. Now, David,
thank
where
you.
Do you get your degree? Have you been to school for this kind of thing that you're doing, this counseling?
I went to Southern Methodist University. Did I take counseling? No, I did not. I got
did
my theology degree later on.
Did you take any type of psychology?
Well, I'm a Christian minister.
Did you take any kind of psychology? I don't care what mm-hmm. kind of minister you are. To me, you sound like a minister from hell.
Well, you can have your opinion, you know.
Well, absolutely, I can. But you know what? You do not. No, you just listen.
You do not the best
tell
we can.
A child.
With a lot
mm-hmm.
of this white trash that comes in, you know.
Yada, 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 yada. My turn.
And, well, now hold on. I don't think you understand what I do.
No. Ladies first.
I don't think you understand.
Ladies first.
A lot of this trash that comes in.
Let's let the lady talk, okay?
Ladies first.
David, and then we'll hear from you.
Talk to you.
Okay, if you see a lady around here, you let me know.
I'm a lady. And you know what?
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
You, sir,
thanks for letting me know.
Children deserve, I don't care where they came from, you hate children. You can tell you hate children. And I don't know what kind of parent you had, but
no,
you certainly
not.
Didn't
I
have
do
good parents.
No, I do not hate children. Not at all. Not at all.
You absolutely do. You do not tell a
no,
child.
I do not.
You do not
you
tell a child horrible
that
things.
Woman
no, you
feel
let
her
me
pain.
Talk.
You got to let that woman feel her pain. If you
yes.
think all the times that you've
allowed
a man
no,
to
no, no, no. Yada,
and
yada,
a lot
yada,
of the things you, a lot of the things you've let a man do to you, some women don't want, and they try to resist. And
let's not get.
Well, she's, you know, she called me what she called me.
Absolutely, but what do you know about my past?
Well,
go ahead, tell me about me.
Let's
you're making comments
tell.
On me. Tell me.
All right. Well, I don't want to go there.
Well, what were you saying? You were saying a lot of the things that she's allowed men to do to her, some women don't?
In other words, when you listen to Norma, and she was raised, she was, it was against her will.
Ann probably hired a band.
You know. So.
Ann wow. probably hired a band.
That's right.
To do what?
Go ahead, Ann. What's your comment, Ann?
My comment is that children that are treated the way that he is talking about talking to and treating a child, he is facilitating children to become monsters as they grow up. I believe a child should be able to grow up in a loving, caring home regardless of how it was made, because it had nothing to do with whatever caused it to become. Children deserve to become happy.
Did you hire a marching band the first time?
Excuse me.
Your first time with a man. Did you hire a marching band?
Would you? Well-adjusted.
Well-adjusted, productive adult.
Well,
when they grow up.
You're talking about me, right?
You.
I feel I am. Yeah, I'm a well-adjusted, productive adult.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.